Hey there, my friend. Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome aboard to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. This is the end of the John Piper week. If you haven't heard any of this week's episodes, I went deep into a fantastic book by John Piper called Don't Waste Your Life. Some great quotes come out of that book. So the previous four episodes to this one, they're short, but there's some really good stuff in there. So I hope you can check them out. Today, just following up on some of what we covered, I want to share with you a great quote from one of my absolute favorite contemporary philosophers, Paul Kingsnorth. Really love his stuff, and I just think he's doing great stuff. So let me share with you. He's interesting to me because he was a rabid environmental activist, like chaining himself to bulldozers. Then he became a Buddhist. Then he became a pagan. Then he became a borderline, a Wiccan practitioner. And then he had a massive Christian conversion, and now he's an Orthodox Christian. And it's just an interesting life and a brilliant philosopher and a great writer, but now a man of deep Christian faith. And he says this: but if what we are witnessing is not at heart a political or cultural battle, but some manifestation of a spiritual war, then perhaps our time should be spent becoming the right kind of warrior. One more time. But what we are witnessing is not at heart a political or cultural battle, but some manifestation of a spiritual war, then perhaps our time should be spent becoming the right kind of warrior. Friends, a lot of keyboard warriors, a lot of social justice warriors. I've been saying for years that at least in my country, I'll be really direct. I think what happened from the 70s onwards was there was a quiet consensus that evangelization and piety, liturgy, sacramentality were all a bit in the too hard basket, and young people wouldn't go for it. So we went screaming down the social justice path, and we replaced the gospel of Christ with a gospel of social justice. That's what I think has happened. It's created in this current generation many young people really affected by that, the social justice warrior, the keyboard warrior. It's interesting when you look at the data of fear in young people's lives, in Gen Z particularly, how they've become really fearful and angry in some sense. And friends, can we not agree together that if you spend more than about 30 seconds on, I guess, any form of social media or news media, you just see a world tearing itself to pieces, right? You just see factionalism and tribalism and left versus right and liberal versus progressive and Republican versus Democrat. But what Kingsnorth is saying is what all of this might be is not so much a cultural or political battle as a spiritual battle. And I'm not going to tell you which particular political party falls into what category. That's on you. But I like his idea that what all of it isn't about really politics or culture per se. What if it's about a spiritual battle between light and dark, between good and evil? And then he says, if that's true, which I think it is, then he said that we would want to spend time becoming the right kind of warrior. Not the kind of warrior that just screams louder or sends nastier tweets, but what if we became the saints of a new millennium? What if we became men and women deeply grounded in faith, who Benedict said, men and women whose lives embrace a much wider horizon? What if we took prayer seriously? What if we lived the sacraments more passionately and more consistently? What if we became the right kind of warrior? Because St. Paul, of course, said that the weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world. If the world around us is all about division, dividing people, fractiousness, screaming louder, threatening more, censoring more, we don't fight with the weapons of the world. We fight with different weapons. And we put on the full armor of God, right? Like, we use different weapons and different armor. I just don't fight on that battlefield anymore. I fight as best I can on a spiritual battlefield, because I just think God's power is inestimable. I think his power and his wisdom are just so much greater than anything that I'd ever come up with. So let's become the right kind of warriors. Become men and women of deep, radical Catholic faith. It's become men and women completely given over to the purposes of Christ in the world, the redemption of souls, the proclamation of the gospel to the whole world, the making of disciples. What else are you going to do with your life? Like, you got something better than that? You got something that's going to trump that? I don't. Maybe I should get out more. I don't think so. This life's brief and it's going to end, and I want to make sure that I've lived it in congruence with what is true, good, and beautiful. And that's the purposes of Christ. So friends, what if all that we are witnessing in the world, gosh, at the time of recording this, I could list all the problems in the world, all the particular conflicts and battles and problems, but by the time you hear it, there's going to be different ones. They just keep cropping up. But what if they're not about politics and culture? What if they're about Satan's hatred for humanity, his rage against God, and his awareness that he's lost any final battle, and all he can do now is steal individual human souls from a relationship with the Heavenly Father? What if it's about that? Then we'd want to be the right kind of warriors, fighting with the right kind of weapons. My friend, please come and say hi on the website, jonathandoyle.co.co. You can find out about everything I do. You can book me to speak. It is all there. I hope that's a blessing to you. And if you're on Instagram, you can find me at jdoylespeaks. But God bless you, my friends. Thank you for what you're doing in Catholic education. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The smallest things that you are doing for young people, the holiness that you seek to live, the kindness, the words of encouragement, it's changing the world. Don't stop. He's got you. You're in the right place. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and you and I are going to talk again tomorrow.